Hello, everybody, and welcome to another. Damn, that music's too loud. Welcome to another episode of Talking with Cannabis, where we talk with cannabis. And typically, out of a bong. Sometimes we dab. We used to smoke blunts, but now it's all bong.
We quit blunts.
So today we're going to be talking about that new Wonka. I couldn't even get the words out. That's why it was so awkward. The new Wonka prequel.
It's a prequel about Willy Wonka, and it's called Wonka. Anyways,
and here's it's the thing. New. Here's the line.
Thank you. And, when's it coming out? It said, this Christmas. I guess coming out around Christmas time.
Damn, that is, like, the worst time to...
December. It's supposed to be, like, you know, around, like, I think it's a winter movie. That's
like,
why.
Yeah, I wouldn't release it on Christmas. That would be freaking stupid as fuck.
I think what they mean by that is, like...
Unless it's, like, a streaming thing, then y'all would make hella money if you made it, like, what, $3, $4, $5 for everyone to stream it at home.
You think they're going to make it a
My bad, I'm sorry. If it's a premiere, yeah, $20 on Christmas Day, you guys would kill. For sure. Give me free sauce. Here I'm talking about cannabis. But... It's kind of a... That's not even the main issue. The thing is... I can't even remember the guy's name. What's the dude's name? Hugh Grant, right? He's an Oompa Loompa in the trailer, preview, whatever you want to call it, right? And it looks fucking weird.
Because it's a little CGI, obviously, and then he's super small. Like, they're making the Oompa Loompas, like, smaller. As in,
This motherfucker like is, size, like, in a jar.
Yeah, not like Thumbelina size, but they're, like, I guess this... The size of that beer you're holding, really.
So maybe a little bigger than Thumbelina, huh?
Yes. Almost like, I guess, a stuffed animal size. Like, you could probably pick them up like this to carry them around. You know?
Yeah, not like a little person. So I guess they're probably going to show you how they...
Right, because he couldn't hold them in the palm of his hand. But, like...
But see, that's what fucked it up, is that...
It's just not like the other ones, you know? They kept them, like, almost... They're pretty much average-sized Oompa Loompas.
I understand this is supposed to be a prequel. It is supposed to explain a lot of things, but how are you going to tie those two fucking movies that you've already put out? And I'm like, okay, well, it's already a fallacy because the Oompa Loompa, why is it so fucking small?
Right, so you're mean to tell me that he somehow found a way to make them bigger? So then in the other movies, it adds up. Like, it's not going to work that way. And then another thing is, are they following the footsteps of the original one? Or the one that came out with Johnny Depp? We don't know which one this is supposed to be a prequel to. So, I mean... A lot of the coloring and situation and stuff and design and costume and everything is throwing me off because I don't know how this really adds up. But basically what I'm thinking is based off of how the Oompa Loompa looked. It's basically the same original look from the original Willy Wonka movie. So I think it's supposed to be a prequel for that one.
Huh.
So, I guess the one with Johnny Depp is completely disregarded from the situation.
That's what I'm thinking. Because I'm like, yeah, they changed the story up in that one, too. And that was a problem back then.
Right. And then people ended up learning to like it. And now...
You're right. It did grow on them. I'm not going to lie. Every time I see that part where they're like, oh, yeah, they're making whipped cream. And it's just something about seeing a little Oompa Loompa whipping a cow with a whip. That just seems so unnatural.
It was supposed to be a
play on words?
Yeah, a play on words joke. But, yeah, they're basically gonna, create this... What's the word? you know, beginning to the story, you know, so we kind of have an idea of how he became Willy Wonka, you know, in the original movie.
The chocolate, all that.
Yeah, his candy ideas, his factory, all the colors, all the designs that he had in his factory, like a lot of that we're probably going to start to see in this movie.
I'm like just how like they even showed people like trying, you guys got to go see this trailer, like people tried the little snack or whatever, the candy, and they all just started flying. They were just like, this is good.
It sounds like they ate something and they started tripping off of a drug, because you said the police, they all started flying.
Right, and the police popped up like, all right, everybody,
nothing to see here.
And then that kind of raised another conversation where it's like, okay, well, I guess, yeah, if people are flying, they're breaking the law.
Yeah, I guess.
The laws of physics.
Yeah.
Mind blown.
I know.
But yeah, honestly, I'm like, I don't see why the fuck the police would even show up.
They was tripping. Wait, was
but
it...
But it had to have been like the fucking, what, like the early 1900s? Because maybe... Charlie...
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but I was going to say, maybe it was one of those things where, like, it's one of those towns where, like, candy was, like, illegal.
Outlawed,
illegal, whatever you want to call it. Maybe specific flavors or specific new types of candies weren't...
You think that's, like, the same premise that...
And then he basically went against the laws and created all this shit, and that maybe that's why the town was freaking out, because they're like, yeah, no, we don't want candy that makes you fly. That's unnatural. We don't want super addicting chocolate. Like, you know, this dude was pretty much starting up a shady business.
I'm just thinking, like, scared. Is that almost like the same premise as that one show that... Misadventures of Flapjack. It's like basically like candy was like basically at bars and stuff.
Yeah.
Peppermint maybe. Larry.
Maybe so. I mean, I know that what I'm saying is a bit of a reach. You know, because they probably, you know, have a completely different direction for that.
Yeah, we'll see. That's all the fun in wanting to go see.
But it kind of just seems like that's the whole idea of it. But
y'all know the internet. They gonna get mad about the whole character design. They did the same thing with Sonic. They did it with Ariel most recently.
And they're still running that through the ringer. Like, as if it hasn't been through enough.
I'm just like, yeah, bro. I mean, yeah, y'all expect something that was drawn on a little piece of paper to come to life before your fucking eyes. And that's why...
And look exactly like how it did on the paper.
And that's why y'all can't enjoy nothing.
Pretty much. They take things too seriously. Is that it's supposed to be exactly like the original.
I ain't gonna lie. Like, if I do, like, turn on, like... Because remember how I used to play those, like, emulate those old games? Mm-hmm. And I would go play, like, a basketball game. And you see all the shitty graphics. You're just like, wow, this is
excuse
shit.
Me.
But it looks so fun. It's still fun.
But, yeah. Ooh.
Yeah.
Energy's running low.
I got something that'll wake you up.
Thanks.
No problem.
Basically, what I'm thinking is, thanks. But basically, I think that they need to, stop taking things so literally if there is a remake that's done, or... if they are trying to branch out and have more diversity, or even if they're not, and that was just the person that acted the best out of all the role auditions, and that's the one that they went with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, it shouldn't matter either way, but everyone is so fucking, like, obsessed with, like, keeping Disney...
They're like,
original,
yes,
quote-unquote,
yes,
original,
yes.
Like, Disney. Like, Disney has to stay Disney, and it's like, okay, well, what is Disney, per se? If you really go
it's
back...
evolving, bro.
If you really go back in time to what Disney really was, what the fuck was it? Racist as fuck.
I mean, look at Disneyland. They got abandoned rides. What the fuck? What?
Times are changing, okay? Like, and it seems like a lot of people just have a problem with change and they don't want to admit that they're a closeted racist and that they, you know, have an issue with Disney, you know, not being completely whitewashed. Because it's literally what it is. They want to sit there and call Disney, you know, being extra and trying to make everything diverse, and that's an issue. But it's like, no, you just don't want to admit that you want Disney to stay whitewashed as fuck. Mm. But it's like, it's 2023. Obviously, the world is not completely fucking whitewashed. It never was. Motherfuckers are just racist. And you know exactly who I'm talking about.
Well, that appears to be all the time we have today.
No, it's not. We do not have to cut this so short. He's trying to stay stuck on a business, but it's like, we ain't making no money off this shit.
we got more episodes to make.
I know. But, yeah, like, I don't think there's an issue with...
Wonka?
Yeah, I don't think there's really an issue. I think we should, not like we as in you and me, but... Like,
she was giving y'all the examples.
The world.
Oh, God.
I think the world should.
Somebody fire our sound guy.
I know.
Wait, I'm the sound guy.
You get your last check next week. I think the world should just kind of hold on, though. Oh, take a second to really just let it play out and see how this goes. Instead of immediately jumping on the hate bandwagon for everything new that comes out before it even comes out, you know? Because like you said, they did that with Ariel, they did that with, what was the other movie you mentioned? Sonic.
They didn't do that to Barbie. Y'all was totally cool with that.
And they're still obsessed with it. Like,
y'all didn't even see the fucking movie yet.
Right, and you were just immediately on board.
Half of y'all ain't even see the trailer.
Right, cancel culture, that is proof in the pudding right there that cancel culture is just choosy, wish-washy. They're not actually about canceling real shit and real problems. They're just nitpicking at what they want to be canceled because they don't like it. What?
I don't know. You're spitting facts, fam.
I mean, it's true, right?
Yep.
At that point, like, you're not even really doing it for the culture. Like, you're just, you know, you're canceling it because you don't like it.
You do it for the culture.
You're just doing it because you don't like it. You know, that's like someone that doesn't want to fucking shop at a certain grocery store because that wouldn't even go through.
I was thinking of what I was actually doing.
But yeah, it won't, it's like someone not wanting to go to a specific grocery store because they don't like, the color of the paint that's inside of the store. It's like, okay.
Jesus Christ, how racist can you be?
No, I'm saying like, what if it's like a purple or something, and they're just like, oh, it's too like wild, or it's too hippie for me, I don't want to shop there, or whatever. And it's like, yeah, don't shop there then. You want to completely cancel that store because you don't like to shop there and you don't like the paint or the way it's laid out or whatever? Like, just don't shop there. Problem solved.
Like I said,
you know what I mean?
It looks weird, but Maddie is right. You don't have to,
you don't have to look at
you
it.
You don't have to.
You don't have to
spend
interact
your
with
money
it.
On that movie. You don't have to watch it when it's available on streaming platforms.
You can block all the posts that come across your feed that are showing you that, you know, because I know that feeds force a lot of that on people. It's definitely forced me. Every time I go on the internet, Barbie's on the feed. So I get it.
Yeah,
I get it.
Weird.
But, like, literally, all you gotta do is block it or say, I don't want to see this anymore. You know, there's ways around that.
Anything related to this motherfucker.
Right. So, people are just kind of tripping and they need to relax overall.
Oh, my God, bro.
Is what I'm saying. You're popular today.
Well, that's our friend.
But, yeah, overall, that's pretty much what I had to say. Is just, we should just relax a minute and let this play out and kind of see how this goes. You know, we don't have all of the previews out yet. We don't have all of the design out yet. There might be some more to it. We just gotta relax. But everyone just starts tripping out. Same with the, you know, Ariel and all that and Sonic. Like, you know, they had to do the design over more than once because everyone was just freaking out. It's like, everyone's gotta calm down, guys. It's okay. It might have just been a practice run design. That might not have even been the final design, but everyone would be freaking out.
Man, yeah, well, they already put it out, so that's kind of...
No, I'm talking about the one, like, way before they actually, okay, like, were working on it, and it became a whole meme and everything, and they were like, this is not my Sonic. And they were, like, tripping on it. And then they said Sonic looked like he was on meth. Like, they just started ripping him apart. It was really bad. Like, they had to take down the whole design.
Yeah, y'all bullied a design off the web. How does that make you feel?
Right, like, that's what I was basically saying about cancel culture. Like,
I don't know,
because
yeah,
they don't
like
it.
Is cancel culture bullying in a sense? Like,
yes, because this, they're only trying to get rid of shit they don't like. It's not
sort
actually...
of hypervigilance is...
Yeah. It's entitled. It's not good. Like, these people have, like, I don't know, this made-up entitlement... That because they don't like something, it should be immediately taken down off the web or something.
Yeah.
Like, if it's not actually hurting anyone or causing any actual problems, people need to stop tripping so hard. Now, the things that people are actually worried about and trying to get canceled that are actually harming people or, you know, causing dangers or whatever... It's
I'm totally against anything that's illegal.
Right, like, that's a good thing to be canceling, right? But, like, when cancel culture's literally just like, oh, I don't like the way this new princess design is. Cancel. Like, what the fuck? You're not even trying to give it a chance, you know? It's like, give it a chance. Shit. Motherfuckers are just tripping. But, you know, yeah, that's about it. I kind of want to wait for, like, maybe another preview to come out and look at it and kind of see how this goes. Now, the actor that's playing Wonka, you know, I've seen a few of his movies. I don't have much to say about the actor. So, like I said, I'm just going to wait it out and see how this goes. You know? Because people think he's a really good actor. I mean, from what I've seen, yes, he's, you know... I'd say he's, you know, good for the times, right? You know, I mean, he's up there with, like, the top actors. He's making his way. Since I don't know a lot about his career, though, like, yeah, that there's not much I could say, like I said. My opinion is pretty flat. Like I said, I think he's good compared to what I've seen. And I guess I'll just wait it out and see. Do you think he's gonna be a good Willy Wonka, babe? Do you think he'll, you know, the younger version of Willy Wonka, do you think he'll play it well? Do you think he'll have that type of bubbly personality and
they switched it around. People have high expectations that aren't going to be met. Alright? This is totally new. Alright? So whether y'all gonna enjoy it or not...
See, his opinion was different than mine.
Go see the movie to enjoy it, not to criticize the folks. Alright? Alright. On Talking With Cannabis, it's been real.
Really real.
We gotta go. We're running late.
Yeah, now we are.